Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Self Love Club, the podcast chatting about stuff that matters, created and hosted by me, broadcaster Val Crawford. Thank you so much for joining me, Self Love Clubbers. And if you're new, welcome. I am so grateful to have you here and I'm so excited to share this week's episode with you. It is part two of our latest Love Lessons conversation with spiritual healer Gaia. If you're new to the show, this is something we've been doing, it'll be this year, 6 years, I know. So I'll link in the show notes lots of other episodes you can listen to afterwards if you want more of a fix. But this is the latest one, and in it we continue from our conversation we had in part one. If you haven't listened to that yet, you might want to go back and listen first. Otherwise, you do you. Listen in whatever order you like, but it might make more sense. We talk about how hustle culture is officially out, but what does it actually mean, especially if you're going after something you really want? Some really helpful tips on how to flip our thinking, avoid burning out, and also know that we are already doing enough. Plus, we tap into our insecurities, some really helpful self-development tricks in here. I know I will definitely be taking these on board myself. Before we get into it, please make sure that you are subscribed, following us on your go-to podcast app, whatever you're listening on now, and follow us at Self Love Club Podcast on Instagram. Enjoy! You know, we talk about if you're not living the life you want, baby steps, because it's not like you're going to necessarily have your dream life in the this year, even maybe even next year. It's just, so it sounds like baby steps, things to do.
Absolutely. And also that's what slows time down, because like we said, if we think too far ahead, we'll get there. I think a lot of people have this fear. It's like, oh my God, I'm married now. I have my kid now. I have my, what now? And so this is why it's kind of like, well, how's our identity shifting? Is it by needing to simplify everything and have more space to enjoy looking at the ocean or cooking or whatever it is that you want to be doing? So yes, absolutely, the baby steps are really important to slow time down from a spiritual perspective, but also to have that mental clarity that you're making really conscious decisions about this is what I want. Because I just really feel like this year is found really strong foundation year for us, you know. And I just feel, and always, whether we're doing it on our own or whether we're doing it with a partner or business partners or whatever, it's going to be a really strong foundation year for us. So you want to be able to take those baby steps to make sure that what you are deciding is really what you want. And knowing that free will, you can change your mind if you want to, you know, it's not a big deal. It's really not a, I think we stress about stuff way more than we actually need to be.
Oh, absolutely. And particularly when it comes to things like jobs, you can change your job. I know it's not always that easy, but you know, you don't have to stay in a certain position for your whole entire career. If you don't like it, you can change it. And again, I know that's not always very easy if you have commitments or whatever your line of work is. Trust me, I chose to work in media, which was not probably the smartest idea. But yeah, you don't have, nothing that has to stay the same forever, right? And I kind of get the vibe that it's like, if you really focus on what you do want to do, you might have seen on social media at the start of this year, there was an ins and outs trend on social media. People were writing an ins and out list of things that were in and out. And I had a bit of fun with mine. Yes, there were some things on there that I was serious about, but then some of them were a little bit silly. But one of them was, one of the silly ones was ballet flats, because like, don't get me wrong, I was a ballerina growing up, but ballet flats, do we really need to be wearing those again? Like, they didn't really,
I never owned any.
Mine was so, my siblings called me Vinny because they smell like vinegar, because you don't wear socks with them. Like, yeah. Or like, you see a lot of Y2K fashion coming back, and people are referring to it as vintage, and I'm thinking, hang on a second, that was an ugly belt from 2010. Like, is that really vintage? No. So there were some silly ones on there, but one of them, which I've noticed is definitely out,
is hustle culture. And I think when we say that, it's not that we don't mean not working hard. I've definitely been part of that at times, but it's like focus on what you do want to do, but then not, it's not cool to burn out and do too much, because then you get to a point where you're just not doing really anything at all the things that you wanted to do. You're not getting
That's right. I mean, like, I think we need to redefine what the word hustle means. Like, when we think about hustle, we're thinking like, oh my God, I've just got to keep going and I've got to keep pushing and I've got to be pushing. But the thing is, it's that if we don't stop and slow down and allow things to catch up, that's when we do get sick. And that's because we've suppressed all the stuff that we haven't really realized that we've suppressed until it's like whenever you go on holiday, usually, oh, I've got a cold, because your body's finally going, aha, okay, it's time for you to just really rest, Gaia or Belle or whatever. So I just think, yeah, redefining the word hustle to be like, I'm doing what I want to be doing, but there's no rush, because that in itself, you've got to go back into yourself and go, well, what am I doing this for? Like, why am I putting so much pressure to get everything done now in this period of time? There really is no rush, because no matter what we do, we both know this. If we force something, it's going to turn around and backfire in our face anyway. So we may as well just do things at a pace that makes sense, leaving everything time to integrate and merge and do what it needs to on all levels. And then we do the next bit, just like baby steps, incremental parts towards our side hustle, but redefining the word rather than being something that we have to do fast pace and pushing forward. It's like, I do what I can and I let that hustle in its own way, in its own time, and then I do more towards it and pull back. And I think that's what we always forget. We just think we have to be doing all the time, when actually we just need to do and then pull back, let things settle, pull and do back. It's like in a relationship, you don't want to say everything and do everything all at once. Things need time to grow. So you do a little bit, you grow a foundation, and then maybe there's an argument that like pulls you apart, but then it strengthens it again if you heal it in the right way. Everything we do needs to be like that. And like even just that the beginning of this year, I've gone through my whole wardrobe going, oh, this dress is not really Gaia anymore. Like, no, my identity's changed from who that is. It's kind of like I was just, you know, this is a very silly thing, but I was going through that, like, oh, I'm not her anymore. That's not who I am anymore. Who am I really? I want to be comfortable, but I still want to be whatever, you know?
Still want to look nice, but we want to be
That's right. And that's why you're Vinny's out. and you know, whatever you are wanting to change your identity to is in, or who you really are. That's the exciting thing about, like, you know, I always tell myself I get younger and more beautiful every day. But as age does go up, you really become a little bit more self-assured in who you are and what you want. And you're like, actually, this is wonderful being in your 40s. I'm like, I really just want to do this, which means that I'm not making space for what I don't want anymore. I'm just making space for what I do want, what I do want to wear, how I do want to work, who I want to talk to. And I just think we all have the power to do that regardless of whatever situation we are in. It's just that the decisions we'll be making are different. So I kind of love the ins and outs. I never got involved with it in social media. I'm a bit useless with social media.
Oh, no, you're not at all. I just found it funny, yeah, because people were being really serious on it, and then I was just wanting to take the piss a little bit. Because of course, like, people would say overthinking. Of course that's out, but hello,
we do it.
So, I don't know. It's not hate on anyone. I just was like, you know, it is out, but I'm still going to do it because I'm an overthinking girly, and that's just how a lot of
people. And it's really hard not to overthink, because sometimes it's very hard to control. It's sometimes, you know, it's like depression, though. I mean, I've never experienced it in that way, but you know, people who have told me in sessions, you just can't control it. Like, no matter, you know, it's something you can't control. And so it's really important that we do our best when we are feeling good, because it all just accumulates. So we want the accumulation inside us to be all the good things for those moments when we are feeling down, or when we feel, because we know that there are better things through that, and there is the support to get help however way you want to get help to be able to get your life back on track. And this is another exciting thing. So Time Out magazine picked my app as number 2 for the best, the second one out of 11 to be the best app to help you reach your goals in 2024. And what I loved about that is like being picked by a huge publication, but that a spiritual app was chosen.
Yeah, well done.
Like, because the other ones were, there was like nutrition and blah, blah, blah and all that. But it's really great to know that there are all these tools out there and support, whether it's in person or whatever, to help you achieve goals, but without having to be hustle, I'm in a rush, I need to, you know, there's things out there to simplify, but still work towards the wonderful things that are all there for each and every one of us. But it's just like, I think one thing that I know in terms of any type of success I've had in my life, I don't, like, even though I know that we can change our mind really easily, I'm not someone that does change my mind very easily. Like, I really clearly know what I want and I know how I want to feel. And so, sure, things throw me off track too, because sometimes I'm sick or sometimes I'm tired or whatever. But I think that's why this mental clarity this year is going to be really helpful in the decisions we're making, because if you know what you want and say yes to what you want, then you're just going to get those things coming into your path and you can just keep building on that. So this is the really exciting part of the pavement building in front of you as you just take steps forward. You're not going to see the whole pavement, but you're going to see it incrementally.
Well done. That's so exciting. I'm so
proud of you. I wasn't expecting it or anything. It was just like literally someone sent me the link and I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Isn't that the best thing though? When we were talking before about success and, you know, hustle culture and you know, working on things, that's what I've found. And I think I recognize that for you and your work and your life as well, is that, and we've had conversations about it, is a lot of the times it's the surprises you get. You know, you'll have something happen. I know last year you had a lot of international and travel, and you know, you had that PR person in America, and then these opportunities. It surprises yourself because you work hard on something, but you're not putting too much it's not that you don't put pressure on it, but it's a different type of pressure. It's that, hey, I'm going to work hard in this time, but then I'm going to allow myself to have a life, have some balance, have some downtime, and then just like let it be. And then when you do that, I've found as well, when you quit worrying about things, then the next day something will happen that will surprise you and show that, like, what are you worrying about? Everything's fine. I've had that happen to me so many times.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And I think that's just how I work anyway. I like to just step out and be brave and courageous, because for me that challenges me in like, oh, what is Gaia capable of doing? Like, what else could happen if I just said yes to that or whatever? But I don't ever have expectations. So that's why I'm often really surprised when stuff happens, because I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that that was even a possibility. That's why it comes back in our own micro way. Well, if my identity is changing, I need to be brave to push the boundaries to see who I really am. And then from there, things just start coming and I go, yes to that, yes to that, yes to that. And I think that's the exciting thing about the position that we're all in our own way, is that if we take incremental steps of being brave and courageous, even if we just suddenly learn to have a voice and say what we need to our boss, saying that, well, I don't feel supported or whatever, that's going to make someone stop and think, because inherently people are selfish, Belle. We usually just think about ourselves. We think about, you know, we think about how we're feeling, what we want. And we sometimes really need to let somebody know how to appreciate us, how to value us, what we're needing, because they don't know. And then once we start to do that, people become a little bit more understanding of seeing life through the eyes of somebody else rather than just your own.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You touched on mental clarity, and we will wrap up soon, but mental clarity, is that in terms of if people aren't sure what they want this year, perhaps they'll be able to work things out?
Yeah, I do feel like, because this year, first part of the year started off like, I'm at a crossroads, what do I do? Like, do I stay? Do I go? And lots of clients like that. Should I go overseas? Should I start this business? I'm like, why don't you set a time frame? I'm going to go overseas for 6 months and then I'll come back. And so just incremental things, not like I have to do everything all at once. So I just think, yes, with mental clarity this year, we're probably going to find energetically, just with all the shifts in the universe happening and astrological shifts and stuff like that, like getting a lot of headaches and things. So that's not necessarily a great thing. We want to stay more hydrated and all of that. But it's actually when the attention is coming to the head, it's like, I'm feeling pressure in my head. Why am I feeling that? And then knowing, like, being just more conscious about your decision. So overall, yes, I do feel like we're going to start realizing, like, oh, this is what I'm meant to be doing, and this is what I'm meant to be focusing on. So this is why I just feel like after so many years of confusion, going, why is everything taking so long, and why has it been like this, that we're going to start seeing, like, oh, this is why. This, I have the clarity now to know this is what is being presented in front of me, and this is what I want to say yes to, and this is what I'm going to leave behind, because I am expanding my identity to receive infinite possibilities. We want to go through this life reaching our potential as much as possible, which means having to be brave and having to look after ourselves and our vessel, and being really understanding of other people, because we can't do life without other people. We all have to interact. And if you want a successful relationship, it's about honoring your needs, but also expressing them so that that other person feels safe to express them and receive mental clarity themselves. Because we, like, when we get depressed and overthink, it's because we haven't expressed what we need to say. And sometimes that's why writing it down or saying it to a therapist or something, it helps you go, oh, right, that's what I actually feel. That's what I think. And now I know what I need to do. Then just building up the courage to do it.
You talked about insecurities as well coming up, which, so does that sort of lead into that? Or is that when an insecurity comes up, whether it's, you know, I recently started a new job at the end of last year and didn't have very many weeks before it. I know I'm doing well, but, you know, being like yourself, someone who's very A-type and hard on themselves, if they don't finish a book, they think they're a failure at life. Yes, that sounds ridiculous, but that's how my brain works. And I've had to do a lot of work to untrain that. Are you talking about insecurities coming up and situations in our life, or?
Yes, it's both. It's both those kind of things. So when stuff like that happens to me and I'm feeling a little bit insecure about something, like, say, example of, you know, the work example that you gave, I'll stop and ask myself, well, is that true, Gaia? Is it that I'm not actually, you know? And then if I need validation, I will go and ask it. So it's usually from my partner. If I'm feeling some sort of insecurity with him, I'll just go, I'm thinking this, is this what you meant? And then it's often not what he meant. And then he'll say, no, that's not what I meant. This is what I... So it's like, yes, it's going to be insecurity externally, but it's going to trigger the internal insecurity. Like, if I know I'm doing my best and I'm getting support and I'm asking for help and I'm asking for the external validation of, am I doing okay? Because obviously when we work for somebody, we need to get some sort of instruction or feedback from them that we are actually performing in the way that they're expecting or whatever. I think there are ways that those things will be coming up for our mental clarity. So don't look at the insecurity thing like, oh my God, it's coming up and it's going to make me feel awful. It's just about you coming back to the truth of who you are. Because the less insecurity we have in our life, the more we're going to feel stable and secure in general. But we need to address them. Because if this is going to be a foundationary year of bond strengthening, community coming in, being bold and courageous, we want to be able to heal the insecurity, but not entertain it for such long periods of time where we're constantly needing reassurance and validation. Ask for it to ensure that, because we all need it, like, you know, the app thing. It's like, I just created the app because I felt like it was needed. I wanted to do that. But getting external validation and recognition makes you go like, oh, I did something good for other people too. Like, they really like that. You know, that makes me feel secure in my decision of the investment that I put into creating that app. When we have any insecurities come or someone complains about something, it's good for us to self-reflect and go, is it that I'm actually doing something wrong? Or is it just that that person doesn't understand that this is what I'm actually doing and then just not the right person for me? And it's going to be mostly that really this year, where you're going yes to this, but actually maybe you're just not the right person to be involved with this or whatever.
Yeah, no, yeah. And that example I gave, I knew that I was just being really hard on myself. And
that's right. And
that quickly turned that thinking around. Like, if you've only been in it this amount of time, you're doing a good job, you've got good feedback, you're just being hard on yourself. But what you're touching on, I know what you mean, because it's something I've struggled with, even with doing this podcast of my work, is we want everyone to like us. But the thing is, people are going to like us or they're not, no matter what you do. So you may as well, as long as you're a good person and you know, but you're being yourself. I think you can't worry if people don't like you too much. It's still something I'm working on, but I'm a lot better on, where you'll be in situations where it just doesn't work with something, whether it's a whatever it is, but you just have to go, it's okay, they don't have to like me.
That's right. And I think we all, or every single person, has some level of wanting to be liked by people or just being accepted by people. But I think when we get those lessons of where someone is obviously not liking what you're doing or whatever, I always like to go back, because I can get sensitive about certain comments and things too, and I'll just be like, okay, why am I sensitive about this? Is it because I feel like I put my whole self and I gave it my all and still wasn't good enough for that person? But then my spiritual self knows better, going, that person doesn't even see themselves, let alone how could they actually see me and what I am trying to do? Because those who do will know that I am a genuine person. I'm just being myself. I'm not pretending to be anybody else. But some people just won't be able to see that, and that's okay. And that's what we need to remind ourselves. That's why I said to you before, people are, and all of us are, not just people out there, we all are inherently quite selfish, where we're looking through the world just with our own conditioning and all of that, that we forget that other people are looking at us through their selfishness too, and we don't know. We might be triggering something in them that they feel insecure about, so therefore they want to attack it back at you. So yeah, we have to remember not to take those things personally, but then just to question, like, is that, like, if it's like kind of a constructive criticism, oh, is that something I could improve on, or is that really, no, it's not, because that's just who I am. They're going to have to like it, because that's, I'm not going to change who I am because that person doesn't like it. But yeah, so I think a lot of those things will be coming up, but it is in order for us to get that right support, the bond strength and all of that, because we know that just by sharing parts of us that are insecure, or that when we're upset, it actually brings relationships closer together. I'm not sitting here on my high horse going, oh, I'm perfect all the time and I'm freaking fantastic. It's not. It's like I'm just being a human being. That in itself bonds people. So if you have insecurities come up and you're speaking to someone about it, your partner, your boss or whatever, it's actually okay to be honest and say, I'm feeling like this. But then in retrospect, I feel like I'm doing all the right things, but I just wanted to get that validation from you. Are you feeling like I could be fulfill your needs better or whatever it is? So I think it's a great opportunity for us to address those insecurities as they come up this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of it too, and I'm not putting gender into this, but a lot of guys overthink too, but I swear so many of us women, we overthink so much. And we're so hard on ourselves, and we're always wanting to, it's all about betterment, and we don't have to always be better. I think that's something we've just always done.
No, that's right. And we don't have to be better. We just want to be more of ourselves, because we're always being somebody for someone else. It's just like, actually, I just want to be me. I just want to talk like me. I want to dress like me. I want to eat like me, whatever. I just want to be me. And that's just been one of my biggest mottos this year. It's like, how is my identity coming back more to myself? Which means that there's going to be more possibilities for me, because people will just see like, oh, she's just literally being her, like in every, whether we talk to her as a practitioner or whatever, or on the podcast, I'm just being myself. So yeah, we don't need to be better. We just want to be more of ourselves, more expansive in what can we do, how can we do it, playing with life creatively, reaching out in whatever way we can within our lives. And I think that we're setting ourselves up for this year of just all coming together in our own little communities to feel not insecure anymore, because if we're with like-minded people, that's going to lift us up even more anyway.
I know you said this year was exciting. I get some words, I think. It almost feels a bit more calm as well. What are some other words that you would think would describe what you're picking up on for the energy of this year?
Well, excitement is definitely one of them, because when we have options and possibilities, that always, when we pick one, it's always going to be like, oh, you know, I had this amazing artist come and see me, and I used to have this book when I was a kid called The Magic Paintbrush, and this little boy used to paint things and they would come to life. And they gave me that visual for this girl, and I didn't know she was an artist. She's like, well, I am actually an artist. And so that creative side, like being creative this year, is going to be really important too. It's like, how can I play with things more? Like how can my work become more of a experiment and creation rather than the hustle? So I feel like that's another really great word to apply. Like, how can I be more creative in my relationship? Like, how can we play together more? How can we, so things don't feel like such a chore, and just, we don't become resentful. And this is another thing I notice, and I am going to put the females into this because I am one and this could be me. Sometimes I feel like, oh my God, I have to do everything. I have to do everything on my own. Like, I have to figure it out. But that's something that I'm doing myself. It's not like I don't have someone to ask or whatever. So this is why being creative and playing with it, you include somebody else in that. Like, actually, can you help me with this? Or I need you to do that. Or can you, and not being afraid to actually share the load. So I just feel like that again comes back to strengthening bonds as being creative in your approach to life this year. So there is definitely calmness, but it's that calmness that is from that space of knowing that there's more, rather than feeling like, oh my God, like what else is there for me? And is anyone going to want me? Or is there, it's like calm, because we feel calm when we know, like, I am safe, I am supported, I am valued, I am appreciated. Those are all the things that make us feel calm and like, okay, I am secure. But when the insecurity stuff comes up, it's because it's just asking us to deal with it so that we can actually come back to that place of calmness, which then brings in more exciting opportunities. Creativity, boldness, courage, empowerment, excitement, calmness, and strength. Like, strength for your mental clarity, being really convicted in what you're wanting and in incremental steps.
And not burning yourself out, self-care through all of this. I'm getting a bit of a self-care vibe, which is a vibe every year, but, you know, to support yourself through.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong. Like, it's not a selfish thing to say yes to yourself. You know, it really isn't. Like, if you're needing time off or you're needing help or whatever, that's just saying yes to yourself so that you don't have a big meltdown at some point where you can't do anything for a significant period of time because you're having to get better again. So yes, self-care always.
Is there anything you would like to wrap up on today? You've given us so much and so many things to think about, to focus on. Is there anything else you'd like to end on for, I guess, the year ahead for us?
I just feel for all of you listening that you just need to remember that you are really special and you have your own gifts and you don't need to compare to anybody else. Just work in your own time, work in your way, remember to say yes, remember to be strong in who you are, and remember that all the right people and opportunities will always find you. You just have to believe.
Oh, Gaia, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much. It's always such a treat and such a pleasure for us all to have you on. So thank you so much for your time and everything you give us.
You're very welcome, Belle.
We appreciate you. It's, very much. We appreciate everything you do. So thank you. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Self Love Club, part 2 of our latest installment of Love Lessons. If you're listening back to front, that's okay. It's what life feels like sometimes. You can listen to part 1 of this chat next. It's the last episode in your feed. And also, I'll link it in the show notes, along with a lot of other Love Lessons episodes you may want to check out. This year, it's 6 years of recording Love Lessons episodes with Gaia, so there's a lot to binge up. The number one way to support us is to make sure that you are subscribed. Hit follow on whatever podcast app you're listening on, whether it's Apple, hit follow, Spotify. Also, select automatic downloads and leave us a 5-star rating. And if you're enjoying listening, write us a kind, quick review. This really helps other people find us and in the charts. And of course, share the link with your friends, people you think will enjoy listening as well. Follow us at Self Love Club Podcast on Instagram. I'm at Belle Crawford, Belle_Crawford on TikTok. All the links for these are in our show notes. I'll catch you soon. Ellie the most. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.